This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Chip Joyce from the cast of Oliver. The show opens tonight and runs through the 16th at the Peoria Players Theater. Chip, good to see you again.
Hello again.
Well, now, lately, we've been talking to you a lot in your capacity as a director, so I'm just curious to know what it was about this production that made you feel like it was time to step out on the stage again instead of being backstage.
Well, in short, Fagin is a dream role. Fagin, of course, in Oliver, and I think we all know a little bit about Oliver Twist. Fagin, of course, is the leader of the band of pickpockets that Oliver falls into company with. I've known Oliver, I mean, I've been doing theater most of my life. If you're a kid, 9 or 10 years old, which is how old I was when I started doing theater, you pretty much get told what Oliver is. And, you know, as a 10-year-old boy, Oliver is a show that people tell you to seek out. And I actually saw it in music class in middle school for the first time ever. Our teacher screened the movie for us. And yeah, you had Oliver, you had the Artful Dodger, you had a whole chorus full of boys. But for whatever reason, I was drawn to Fagin, kind of the skeezy old man who runs this band of pickpockets. And I don't know why, but I was just drawn to him. And I've always wanted to play the role, assumed, given his age, that I would have to wait a really, really long time. And I didn't have to wait as long as I thought I was going to. So I'm very excited about that. It has been a dream role. I've honestly now, in the last year, played both roles that I wanted to set out and play, and that was Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and now Fagin, which are polar opposites in terms of roles. But I kind of feel like I've done what I wanted to, so I can go back to directing.
I had a chance to see a picture of you on Facebook last night. Very sinister-looking Fagin. Have you changed your appearance, and how do you make the role your own?
It takes a long time in the makeup chair. Not only do I have to be sleazy and grimy and gross, but need to age myself up a couple decades. Long time in the makeup chair. The last few weeks has been a lot of work on changing the voice, changing the posture, the walk. Kind of got this, I almost call it a Fagin shuffle, that I do on stage. And usually after every night, I've got some back pain, some neck pain from it. So I'm trying to either get used to that or find alternatives so that I don't go home in pain every night. Makeup is a fun one. It's a fun makeup show for me, at least. I think I spend more time in the chair than anyone else. The hair gets longer. I get a beard. I get, gross teeth. a really ragged costume. All these things, you know, you can work as hard as you want on a character for weeks or even months, but ultimately it's not until you're in the costume and in the makeup. I always say that's the last piece of the puzzle. That's when it all really, at least for me, and I think probably for a lot of people, that's when it really clicks. And that's when you can look in the mirror and say, all right, I'm this person. And the voice you've been doing, the mannerisms, all those sort of unnatural things suddenly look and make sense.
You know, I often have a lot of fun playing deeply unsympathetic characters on stage because, of course, even the bad guy in a show, in his own head, he's never the villain. He's, you know, the bad guy always has his own justification for everything that he does. So what do you like about finding this character and bringing this character to life on stage?
Well, he's just so complex. He is a villain, but, you know, he may or may not be the worst character in the show. There are other villains in the show. He's interesting. I mean, I don't know what it is. Even as a kid, what drew me to him. He's mysterious. He has some great numbers in the show. He can be funny at times in sort of a twisted way. And, you know, hopefully audiences kind of don't take to him in necessarily a good way, but in a curious way. You know, you kind of wonder what was this guy? Where did this guy come from? How did he get to this place in life and doing what he's doing? And there's a lot about him that doesn't really get answered in the show about him, but you kind of wonder about him. He's definitely an outlaw. He just kind of leaves you scratching his head, you know, scratching your head. He's an enigma. And the fact that there are so many questions to answer leaves it so open to interpretation.
So are you the kind of actor who creates a whole backstory for Fagin, or are you the kind of actor who says, if it's not in the script, if it's not on the stage, it's not particularly relevant. The important thing is to create a good performance in that moment.
A mix of both. I think you have to dig into some characters to a certain degree, but it's not necessarily, you know, it's not necessary to go too far back, I feel like, with a guy like Fagin. You know, whatever's apparent on stage, you know, is you know, does he have a drug or alcohol problem? Does he have some sort of mental illness, or, you know, something like, you know, anything like that? Those are the kind of things you want to maybe ask yourself and think about and make a choice on. What his home life was like as a child might have some influence, but, you know, those are kind of those things I admittedly hadn't thought back that far. I've just thought a little bit more about the present Fagin, who he is now, what he is, and why.
And how do you make your present character be rather uncomfortable in front of the kids that you're working with?
We've had a long process. We actually started rehearsing. We cast the show in November with so many holidays and the weather and everything to kind of compete with at this time of year. We cast the show early, and it's been a really kind of concentrated rehearsal process that really kind of ramped up after the first of the year here. So I spent a lot of time with this big group of kids. And I think it's important to be silly and fun, to let them know you're not really a scary guy, but also be that leader. The director, Brian, has a lot of kids to corral, and, you know, whatever I can do as the leader of them in the show, whatever I can do to kind of help corral them and lead them, and just make the process easier and for everybody involved, I try and do.
And do you feel like Fagin has a good relationship with those kids or a creepy relationship with the kids?
Probably more creepy than good. Of course, the show is takes place in the Industrial Revolution of, you know, 150 years ago in England. And there were workhouses and poor laws and all kinds of things that Dickens loved to write about at the time and be critical of. But Fagin's pretty much a social service nightmare. You know, so it's interesting because that's a character that you can just kind of dive into and have fun with. And everybody loves a villain. Most people love playing villains. There's always just so much more to them, or so much more you can find in them than sometimes you can the hero.
Now, I was refreshing my memory of the original Dickens novel, and like a lot of Dickens' work, this one's, it's really sprawling, it's very dense, there's a lot going on. How much is that streamlined so that for the musical, so that you can tell this story in the space of two hours?
I think it's streamlined quite a bit. The show itself is really only about 2 hours, which I think is actually considerably shorter than the movie version. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that worked out, but it did. And I think, you know, there's a lot of they really dive into Oliver's family tree, and there's a lot more layers of that kind of become revealed in the novel. There's more villains, there's more supporting characters, more subplots. The musical does a great job of just streamlining it and focusing on those several key characters, and even, I think, consolidates several characters from the book into one character in the show.
And talk about the level of talent in the young children, the Oliva and Artful Dodger.
They're pretty outstanding, these two guys. I should say all the kids, really, but I spend the most time with Julian, who plays Oliver, and Jake, who plays Artful Dodger. And I've joked, there's so many kids named Jake in the show that when I was learning their names, I just knew if I called one of them Jake, I'd probably be right. But they are super talented. If I'd had the talent that they have at their age, I would have been pretty happy. How well they've memorized their lines. They were off book. I never saw a script in either of their hands the entire time we've been rehearsing. I think they were off book probably before we started rehearsals. There's nothing worse in community theater than bad English accents, I say, and these kids have nailed it. They're just so good on stage. I can't believe it. I'm in awe a lot of the time. Just impresses me. You know, there's bad kid acting out there in the world. You know, that shrill singing and obnoxious dancing and facial expressions and things that you get from those kind of robotic kid actors, and these guys don't have it at all. It's really cool to watch.
And they've got some of the best songs. I think Where Is Love, is that going to be one of the showstoppers, you think, in the production?
I think so, actually. I think it will be, but I think the real showstoppers, it's going to be kind of the hidden jewel of this show, is the choral numbers. It's hands down, without a doubt, the most talented and impressive chorus I've seen in a big cast musical in years. Most of the chorus of this show is comprised of people that generally play leads. And I'm not sure what got them to want to do this show, but thank goodness they did, because it really, the show is stacked from, you know, the ground up as far as talent goes. It's really cool. The dancing's outstanding. How they're able, they're just, the scenes are so busy and so detail oriented and so involved. And, you know, I think that says a lot about Brian, the director, Brian Blanks. He loves these older classic warhorse chestnut shows, you know, whatever you want to call them. But he's a younger director, and he's got kind of a younger energy and wants to sort of inject these older shows, you know, with newer, faster paced sensibilities and detail, and really blows the dust off of them and does a great job at it.
Chip Joyce plays Fagin in Peoria Players, production of the musical Oliver. Performances begin tonight and continue through February 16th. Chip, break a leg.
Thanks.
And Nathan Barry Cloyd and his band Keltricity will be performing at Forest Park Nature Center at 7 p.m. tomorrow night as a part of the folk concert series Songs from the Woods. It's Barry's 11th annual appearance at the Nature Center, and he'll be performing his own original folk tunes. Plan to stop on by.
And the Peoria Civic Center is presenting 10 tenors on Broadway tonight. They're all from Australia. They have a repertoire that ranges from Man of La Mancha to Phantom of the Opera and Les Mis. That concert begins tonight at 7:30 at the Civic Center Theater.
Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.